Hello, everybody, and welcome to week number 5 here at Locker Room Chats. I'm Crinan Prophet, and today with me, JCM Boys head coach Cornell of the Chargers, charging in again to week number 5 here in the Locker Room Chats. Still trying to search for the first win of the season. Coach, you can get it on here tonight, as again, you're playing McLeod tonight. It was a postponed game from earlier on in the season. It was makeup from January 7th, now being played on January the 15th, so you had a little more time to prepare for these Bulldogs. How are you going to take on the game tonight?
Yeah, it's coming off back-to-back games, it's always kind of tough because we prepped for them a while back, and then with all the snow and everything, we kind of put that one on the back burner, started prepping for other games, and so it's kind of doing a short, just kind of short walk, kind of talk through install of what they do and sort of some prep. We prepped for them, had a break, and now we're trying to get back at it again tonight. So hopefully we can kind of build on some positives we had last night and kind of get that first one tonight.
Yeah, you talk about those positives from last night. You just played Pleasant Ridge Rams. You lost 59-46. Can you tell me a little bit about that game? I know you had some pretty decent point scorers on the game for you. You had Baker, who finished the game with 20 total points, just absolutely incredible performance, but also Van Zyke with 10, and then a couple of sprinkles here and there. Jenkins with 7, Burke with 5, and Noel with 4. So, kind of tell me a little bit about the positives from that game and how they can extend on to tonight's game and kind of maybe help you out further on the season.
Yeah, so I thought it was our most complete game of the season so far. I know it's a loss, but we had a tough schedule for break, so that we kind of told the guys kind of treated that as a preseason, kind of exposed what we need to work on, and now it's the start of a new season. And we came out, it was kind of odd because we had our Christmas break practices and then we had a week off for the snow, and so we had pretty much one practice prep for that game, and some of that stuff kind of showed with conditioning and just how we were shooting the ball, but I thought overall execution wise I thought it's been our best game today. I thought you said like Andy Baker had 20. I thought that was his most complete game. Kind of been challenging him a little bit to pick it up. He's our senior, kind of the one returning guy we have from last year's team. And, I thought he had his best game so far. We kind of fed him the ball and he did well. Our point guard, Brody Van Dyke's a freshman, and we're asking him to do a lot as a freshman, but I thought he responded to the challenge well. He got the ball up court, got us on their offense, was able to score, was doing a lot of things that I think is tough for a freshman to do, but he did well. And then some of our other guys, you mentioned Chance Jenkins. He's probably our best shooter, but just had a tough time shooting the ball last night. I think he only made one, put up a lot. Some of that's just, when you're not in the gym as much with all the snow days, shooting the ball can kind of be tough. And I think that was kind of what the difference in the game was. They hit 7 threes, I believe it was what it was, and we were struggling from the outside and couldn't really get much to drop. I think if we could have got some shots to drop, it could have been a different game because it felt like every time we get a run, kind of within 5 or 6 points, they'd hit 1 or 2 threes and extend it back out. So they did a good job of keeping us at bay, but I thought for the most part it was a most complete game. We didn't turn the ball over as much, and hopefully, like I told them, if we can kind of build on that and use that as jumping off point this year, we can take some strides as we, go into the season.
And as you, take those strides and you extend to the what's kind of considered the latter portion of the season here, how do you climb your way up and continue to climb your way up as on Friday this week, you continue that level of play as you take on Valley Falls on Friday, and then right after that, well, hey, you're going right back down to Valley Falls as you have the Valley Falls tournament. That information not officially out yet, and we'll have that information posted as well also on the MSUSports.net website once that information kind of gets concluded and figured out. But, Coach, what's the expectations here as you're going to be playing Valley Falls here on Friday, and then afterwards next week you'll be traveling down there to continue to play maybe them or other teams?
Yeah, so I don't think it's a secret the Valley is a good team. They're well coached. They got good players all around. They can shoot the ball really well. They can put up a lot of points. Games like that, we know who we're playing, and we know we just can kind of control what we can control. And a lot of that is, turn the ball over. The turnover has been a key for us, and when we turn the ball over, it's hard to stay in any game. So I thought we're doing a better job at that. And then a team like Valley is going to really try to expose that. It's a good challenge for us, and whatever happens, happens. But at the same time, you guys got to take care of your own business, and we'll have a game plan going in, try to limit their shooters, their offense as much as we can. They're good all around, so that's a tough task. But if we can go to that game, get a couple positives, and just kind of use that to keep getting better as the season goes. You know, your goal is to be playing the best basketball by the end of the year. And if we can kind of use those games, win or loss, whatever it may be, to get better, I think that's the right track for us.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. Week number 5 here on the JCM Boys Locker Room Chat with Coach Cornell. Coach, thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
This Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design.